I'm very happy now to welcome back to the show Laura Tarnoff, Sherwin Tarnoff, and Miriam Fader. They're all with the Tarnoff Art Center, which is near Roe, near Pecos, New Mexico. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
We're delighted. Thank you.
It's a terrific place, and we just wanted to let people know about it. And we had you on, what, a couple of years ago,
I think. Yeah, it's been a few years now.
It's been a few years. So what's going on at the Tarnoff Art Center?
Since we spoke with you, I think we were just embarking on our partnership with the Pecos Schools. They have a very limited art program out at their school. And so we had forged a partnership with them, and they were bringing the kids after school. And I think we were just getting ready for a three-week intensive summer program with the middle schoolers.
Right.
And it was all brand new, and it went great. And we had a huge art show, and the whole community came. And we did it for three years. We've done it for 3 years.
So this is yet another example of nonprofits filling in where the school systems leave off.
Yeah. And I almost felt like it was maybe even a little better than what traditionally can be offered in a school, because we had a variety of instructors that are all professional artists and, you know, elders from their community that came in and offered them a variety of things. You know, we had welding, we had ceramics, we had painting. So, and it was a variety of people. So it wasn't just one instructor. It was many people from the community teaching the children of their community.
And so you've got now a thriving group of young artists out in the Pecos area?
I think so. I think we transformed lives, for sure. Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. So what are the kind of things, Sherwin, that you teach?
Well, I teach basically industrial arts, which is welding and art. And the kids in our area have not been exposed to any of that. They have no concept of careers in that field or going on in the engineering or actually becoming welders. And we introduce that to them with our modern shop. We have the most modern, up-to-date equipment in every phase of welding. And we have some extremely good teachers who are not only welding teachers but are artists in their own right. So our first decision on our teachers is the fact that they have to be artists.
Right.
And second, they have to be welding experts. So the kids get exposed to a wonderful degree of industrial arts and technology that they don't get in their schools any longer.
Which is very important, I think, because there's a lot of, I mean, I was talking to somebody who was telling me that in most of Europe, or perhaps all of Europe, if you are going to be an architect, you have to study art history and things like that, whereas here you study the engineering and you learn how to build a building, and so all these ugly metal buildings go up here because nobody has that sense of aesthetics. So if somebody goes on, for example, to be a welder, they'll bring beauty with them.
Exactly. They have to have the concept of what they're doing. We were very fortunate this year in the fact that Los Alamos National Laboratories awarded us a grant for technology in the welding field. So they felt it was important, as we do, in helping the children understand that. We also have complete industrial programs for people who want to learn how to weld, adults, want to learn in specific fields, and we have that also.
Do you have some younger people who've really taken to it?
Yes, we do. We have some that are very, very good at it. And we encourage them to go on to engineering because to be an engineer, you should know how to apply the things that you're learning.
Absolutely. Miriam, what do you teach?
Well, I've assisted. I've taught in other places, but I've assisted Laura in her classes. And Laura and Sherwin both understand that my focus is process. There has to be, we try to teach skills, but I believe that if the process is good, the outcome is going to be good, because we believe that art is at the center of learning and art is the cornerstone of learning as far as teaching children communication skills, as far as giving children a sense of who they are and a sense of success in what they do.
What do you mean by process?
Well, process is that how the art is produced. It's not just the end product that we're looking at, but we are looking at how the kids interact, how the kids learn new aspects of the skills that they're going to be doing, how the kids are expressing themselves. And during all of this, they are also learning skills that are all transferable. So if these processes are integrated into the child, then we know we are doing our job. I can't say we've done our job, because learning and art is a lifetime experience.
That's
it's
right.
Ongoing.
And Laura, what are you teaching?
I, for the most part, was teaching the after-school and summer program with the middle schoolers, and studio arts, painting, drawing, and there were other people. Linda Feeman was teaching pottery. She's a master ceramicist that lives in Glorieta. And then also Bob Casillas was teaching Anasazi pottery with the kids.
Nice.
So he digs up his own clay, and he's an anthropologist, and he talked about the ancient cultures, and they did a pit firing. And
so these kids are out digging up clay.
No, he brought the clay. We didn't have
okay.
If we had enough time, I'm sure he would,
you know,
and enough resources. But, you know, but he did teach, they did do the pit firing, and he taught the Anasazi techniques and the history.
So yeah. You've got ongoing classes that are open. Is it mostly people from the area, I guess?
That are offering the classes?
That are taking the classes.
We actually, I don't know if you want me to mention this as well, but we hooked up with a wonderful resource here in Santa Fe called Santa Fe Creative Tourism.
Uh-huh.
And we've been posting our things on their website, and we ended up having a lot of visitors from other states this summer.
Is that right?
Yeah. So that's been a great resource, and we're so grateful for that, and we're trying to figure out how to get more people from other places to come to the Art Center and take our intensive and weekend workshops. But we have specific things that we market to and offer to locals. It's part of our mission as an art center to have things that are affordable in the community there. So we have like open classes on weeknights that are really affordable.
And you got a lot of people showing up?
No, we don't. So
Not yet.
But on Monday nights we offer drawing and painting. These classes are from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Tuesday we have ceramics, Wednesday we have metal, and Thursday we have guitar. And those, we're thinking, are for people who live right in the area and who come home from work and want to take a class and get involved in the arts right there at home. So that's why we have that offered to the community. And then we have weekend workshops that are really great for locals that live in Santa Fe to come on a Saturday and a Sunday.
What's an example of one of those?
Well, we usually have one each month in each studio. So, for example, we have hand building and wheel throwing with Brad Gray coming up. And then we have a painting workshop with Issa Nyapaga coming up in
Issa.
Yeah,
Issa Nyapaga from
yeah.
Cameroon.
Yeah, uh-huh. So he's teaching an intensive workshop and a weekend one in October.
He's the one who does body painting.
Right.
And he paints these giant canvases on the ground. He's a force of nature.
Isn't he?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we have such fabulous people out there. We're so honored.
So it's all the Tarnoff Art Center, and for more information, you can go to tarnoffartcenter.org. Anything else you want to let people know about?
Yeah, another free thing we offer, I mean, low cost, but this is free, that we offer to locals and to the community is once a month we have something we call an art explosion, and it's on the third Saturday of every month, and the group has collected latex paint and roof tar and plaster and all kinds of unconventional materials. And we have particle board, and everybody's encouraged to come and really cut loose and use materials that aren't expensive so that they will sort of be creatively free for the day.
Right.
And we've been doing that for 2 years now. So.
And have people come up with some cool stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been great.
And can I say, I'm really very focused on process also. Mm-hmm. And that is process. Working with those materials and seeing what's happening and not necessarily having an outcome in mind. So you can't hide process there.
Right.
So, and that's what we try to do with the children also. And I don't know, Laura, do you want to say anything about the scholarships that we do award to children?
Yeah, uh-huh. We actually were very fortunate to have raised some money this last spring by some generous anonymous donors. And we had a 10-week first through fifth grade summer camp all summer long, 10 weeks, and 9 kids came for free this summer to camp all summer long.
On scholarship.
On scholarship.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, Laura Tarnoff, Sherwin Tarnoff, and Miriam Fader, thank you so much for being with us. And once again, Tarnoff Art Center. And is there a number that you'd like to give for more information?
Yeah. We have a website that has all of our up-to-date activities on there. It's tarnoffartcenter.org. Our phone number is 505-919-8888. And we have a fabulous Facebook page, too. Check that out.
Thank you, guys, for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you.